Becoming an Overcomer by Paul Bucknell.
Kaka wanyalo bedo jolok.
Session 8. Overcome Anger with Patience.
Kaka wanyalo loyo gombo kokalo kuom romo e gik mawango.
Releasing control to the Lord enables one to stand beyond the reach of anger and its hatred.
Watemo wilo mondo kar paro ni wachando kendo siko ka wan gi gombo to wamedo bedo gi teko mar romo e giwa mawan go.
Each step we take, ondamo kondamo mwakao, we're bringing more light into our souls.
To wakelo lere chunywa.
And we're looking to God to free us up more and more.
To wanunye nyasaye mondo oyawa kendo kinde la kinde.
So today we're going to be focused in this last session, overcoming anger with patience.
Waloso kuom konyo ich wang gi wach mar bedo mamuol gi rito gi muolo.
Again, some people have been asking about resources.
Ji osepenja kuom weche programs.
Maybe this session, last session, we were talking a little bit about marriage.
Oh. Mogik mare kamadi ne buloso kuom ken.
But I have a whole seminar in Luo that's on the web that you can hear.
An kod seminar mo olok gi Luo e website.
Okay. So in the next handout that you'll get tomorrow,
handout ma kinwa mi ukiny,
you'll have that web access.
Ibiro neno ibiro web ibiro number mar mar web no.
And you'll get my email and you can email me and I'll give you English access.
Inyalo yudo ibiro email na to kindiko na tanyalo ndiko ni tami mondo iyud kamenye de mar kisungu.
Right now,
sani
session 8 page 32.
One is session mara boro page 40 piraboro kada bit. Piraboro gare.
Anger is a big topic, isn't it?
Page 30 gare.
Oh, you probably have been hurt by anger.
Each one. Samoro each one osekelo ni weche mapek.
Maybe in your family there was anger.
Samoro e odini osebedo kode, osebedo gi each one.
There was in my family when I growing up.
Odwa kanadongo.
So angry people are convinced that manipulation and intimidation are the best way to get what they want.
Oh, ji mang'eny oyiene keto mianruok eyo makare minya yudo godo gik moko.
It's understood because sometimes we just grow up and our parents are always angry.
En inyalo neno nikech ka wadongo to jonyuolwa samoro igi wang' osiko moka igi wang'.
And we just learn that's the way to do it.
To waneno adier kamano e gitime.
Sometimes we don't carefully look at the scriptures and see what they say.
Samoro ok wang'i ndiko mondo wang'i ni tang'o ma ndiko wache wachni.
Well, you know there's two types of anger, right?
One called the thing ariyo mar ich wang.
There is that kind of deceptive one. It's it, you keep it inside.
Nitire ich wang moro ma mar wundruok ikete yi enena yi ikon.
I say hi.
Is it almost in a bed.
But inside,
boy,
I don't let him see.
Okawe ime gima ne yechunya.
But I'm very angry.
So an ich wang moka.
Well, there's the other kind, it's like a volcano. Those are the kinds we hear. Maybe you hear someone next door. So it destroys homes, hearts, churches, nations. People learn this is the way you handle things that you want.
Now
before I go long in this topic, I need to talk about righteous anger. Because Satan will come by. He says, they deserve it. You should be angry. And when we look at scripture, we see, hey, yes, maybe sometimes we can be angry.
And someone wanna be the more each one.
Ephesians 4:26. Be angry and yet do not sin.
Wasn't it each better Bel gi ich wang to kik ich wang mari mi donje richo.
Don't let the sun go down on your anger.
Kik iwe ching di pin ka ipodo wa.
Already here, he's giving us advice.
Kindly osemiwa jip.
Anger is part of our emotional set.
Ne ich wang en gima kelo nyalo kelo richo ngima wa.
It's God given.
Nyasaye omiwa go.
But sometimes we use it, maybe a lot we use it for sin.
So man dalo kun kinde mangeny watiyo kode ka opeko waricho.
You ever trying to go to sleep?
Bisete mondo dhi nindo.
All you can think of is how to get back at somebody.
To kidindo ti giminyalo paro mana ne kaka nyalo romo kode.
That we should not allow.
Mano kunego wat okunego wat wayene.
Remember David?
Inyaparo Daud,
he heard this prophet Nathan come by.
Na kana Nathan obiro ire.
Because Nathan told him about how a rich man took a poor man's sheep.
Kana pano ngise kaka jamoko moro ka nyaroba chiel mar ngat mumudie.
And used it to treat some guests.
Kaya to onego ne wendi.
David was so upset.
Daud ne yowang mokako.
2 Samuel 12:5 says David's anger burned greatly.
Samuel Mario karapar kodario apar kodario karabich wacho ne Daud ne iye wang moka.
If I translate it loosely in English,
kat awache mal matine kisungu,
David would say, how could anyone ever do such a thing? Of course, in this case, Nathan pointed to David.
Nathan on your David.
You're the man.
In ngatno enin.
When he stole Bathsheba.
Kano kao Bathsheba.
God was angry against David.
Nyasaye ne yowang kuom Daudi.
Yes, we have verses that talk about where it is right to be angry.
Wan kod ndiko moko mangisuwa ne ich wang wanyalo bedo kae.
But most of the case that is not true with us.
To e kinde mang'eny mane okadira kodwa.
I make a easy separation from that righteous anger, unrighteous anger.
Adwa pogo ich wang makare gi ich wang moko kae.
As righteous anger is where you're concerned about someone else's justice.
Ich wang makare en kai yuang kangato itimo ne marach.
But our anger is when we're concerned about us.
To sana sana ich wang wa en bedo mana kumwa.
And it becomes unrighteous.
And
that's why you'll find in the scriptures like Colossians
3:8.
There are no qualifications about anger here.
Onge gima keto ich wang bedo kai.
But now you also put them all aside.
So ajene koro nyaka uket gi duto te tenge.
Anger, wrath, malice.
Ich wang mirima togi gwondo gi miriambu.
Slander.
Weche maricho.
Piece of speech from your mouth. Put them away.
Mondo wae dhogi ketgi oko.
He didn't say, well, all anger except for the righteous anger. He didn't say that.
Oko wachine en anger tetete and ich wang moko to okeni ich wang makare.
But we know that generally anger when we have it is accompanied by mean words.
Wangeyo ne kawan kod ich wang to weche go biro kuom weche mawane moko mbuwa wegi.
Slanderous words, but we say more than what is wrong.
Kuot toge gango weche kawacho mang'eny moko nego wachi.
Malice, where we really want evil for another person.
Kawacho weche mag miriambo kawadwaro ng'at machielo hinyre.
Ephesians 4:30-31.
Jo Efeso karang sula ng'wen kare 30 nyaka 31.
Don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
Nek umi chuny Roho maler chunyu bed malit.
For let all bitterness, wrath, and anger, and clamor, and slander be put away from you, along with all malice.
Wasom kare piradek, nakapadega chier, wachokama. Kik umi roho maler, marna sae chunulit, nikech roho ekido manya sae, oketonu. Kaka nanyisi ni noresu chieng' rwako. Kumano, weuru kecho gi mirima gi ichwang gi dhao gi ayany kod himruok duto.
You see, put them all away. Wegiute. So he's just assuming that most of our anger is just the wrong anger.
Samoro wacho ni ichwang marwa ne en ichwang makare.
Now you say, well, God gets angry.
Wacho ni kanya saye iyo wang.
Yes, he does.
Yes, the same in the year.
Zechariah
1:15.
For I am very angry with the nations who are at ease. For while I was only a little angry, they furthered the disaster.
Akecho ainyagi ogendni maneno maber. Nikech kane pok mirima omaka achie ainya. Gi joga to ne gise sandogi moloyo kaka owinjore.
Zechariah 10:3, short verse but powerful.
Zechariah kare apar en ndiko matin to en ndiko man gi wach matek kabisa.
God speaking.
Nyasaye loso.
My anger is kindled against the shepherds.
With Nyasaye wacho niya mirimba omaka gi jotend joga.
Now, he's not talking about the shepherds of the sheep. He's talking about his people's leaders.
Okolos kum jogo marito rombe oko to wacho kum jo telo marito joge kanisa.
Well, you say, well, God loves me. He won't get angry with me.
Nyasaye era iyo kiwang koda.
Are you so sure?
Bini koda dirano.
He does.
Iyo wang kodi.
He's angry with pastors here.
Iyo ko. And kod mirimo mak kod jote gijodolo.
Even with Moses, he got angry.
Kata Moses binene yowango.
It says Exodus 4:14.
Kwan wuok.
Then the anger of the Lord burned like a fire against Moses.
Wuok kare angwen pirangwen gachiel wacho kama. Wuok sulangwen.
See, Moses was saying, I can't speak. God called him, but he was saying, no. And God got angry very intensely against Moses. Now, I don't know if God's angry with you, or hopefully not. We keep living in a way that pleases Him. He won't be angry. So you say, well, if God gets angry, it's okay for us to get angry. It's interesting, the scriptures don't say it that way. That's not the way it thinks. God uses anger to properly carry out His judgment, but not
Nasaye.
In fact, James comes so far, he says this.
Jacobo wacho kama.
James 1:20.
Jacobo sulachiel kwan patra reyo.
The anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God.
Ne ichwang marudan okel kare mar Nasaye.
I hope that you memorize this verse and say it next time you get angry.
Geno ni biro kawo wachni kendo ibiro kete wiyo wacho kama. Let me read it. Nikech mirim dhano ok kel tim makare ma Nyasaye dwaro.
Can you read it once more?
Nikech mirim dhano ok kel tim makare ma Nyasaye dwaro.
Sometimes we justify our anger.
Samoro wawacho ne
we think we're putting things right. Our spouse,
ne joutwa,
our children,
ne nyithindwa,
our members,
ne jo Kristo,
our neighbors,
ne jogo mwadak godo.
You're not going to do God's righteousness that way.
Oh, giga kamerima biro kelo dwa kido maber ne Nyasaye. Machoro ne Nyasaye.
Anger has reached so deep into societies.
Mirima donjo kabisa egwe.
People sometimes think it, that's our culture, that's who we are, that's how we do things.
Samoroji wacho ni mano kitwa kama ne kaka watimo an mana duondwa.
And the Christians don't discern.
But your Christo of men.
They just do it the world's way.
Gitime kaka pintime.
And 1 John 3:12.
Joana mokuongo sula dek wanapar kodareyo.
It talks about Cain who killed Abel.
Olosu kum Cain manonego Abel.
And Genesis 4 warns, God comes and warns Cain. Don't be angry.
Echakuok Nyasaye loso kod Cain ni kikiwe mirima maki.
He was Cain who was of the evil one, slew his brother. And for what reason did he slay him? Because his deeds were evil. And his brothers were righteous.
Cain nonego wadgi. Angomyo Cain nonego wadgi. Nikech Cain nekite rach to wadgi no nekite nikare.
Maybe this is the worst kind of anger.
Nyalowe ni maidi emirima marach muloy.
Someone did something good.
Ngato timo gimo makare.
Maybe people are praising him.
Koro ji pake.
And you get angry, they don't see you. So you come up with a plan to get that brother. Now, why did Cain kill Abel? There is no society. This was the first family. Today we have laws. We have cultures.
And
they tell us we shouldn't murder. Without those, though, perhaps we would just be like Cain. Now, like we talked about lust, anger reaches deeper into our hearts and minds. Matthew 5:21. But I say to you, everyone that's angry with his brother shall be guilty before the court. Be guilty enough to go into the fiery hell.
Matthew 5:21-22. Muneko nyaka ter ebura.
Wow. Anger is so bad.
Anto awachunu ni ngat ma okecho gi wadgi no ter ebura kendo ngat mo yanyo wadgi to noyal ebura maduong. Ich wang rach kabisa.
How many of you get angry?
Jadi kumu mae man gemere makendo mae joa.
Anyone?
Eh jok mo ko tingu ne gina gion gemere ma.
Lord help us, right?
Oh nyasaye konywa gemere ma.
If the leaders are like this, what about the people?
Kajo telo ema ko ri gemere ma to ko ji jala nade kajo kajo.
But maybe we're training the people to do that. That's very possible. How many were brought up in it with parents that were angry? Quite a few. So we just learn from our parents. Well, I want to tell you how anger works. Why it is so terrible and hurt people so bad. Now, anger, as I said, is God-given.
Kaka
It's given to us to focus on injustice so we solve problems.
Nomiwa godo mondo wangi gigo matimore maricho mondo walosi.
It motivates us to do something.
Okonywa mondo wane gima rach matimore mondo waket kare.
Yeah, you might be somewhere, yeah, that's not good.
Ah, mano gima ok bad.
It's terrible. It shouldn't happen.
En gima lich moko nego timre.
But you never do anything.
Tokitim gimoro ama.
God would rather you get angry and do something.
Then
just
sit.
Okay, so anger focuses on a problem.
Okay?
And when you focus on a problem, it becomes like a magnifying glass. The lens of the magnifying glass is different than around it.
Kiyo ma kel mami mami yogi mo bero maduong oloseto opogore gi gine maoko gi frame maoko.
You don't look around, you just look at the lens.
Okingi frame mantino tingiyo mana.
Ah. And then you look and it becomes bigger.
Tokingiyo kiyo to bero maduong.
Oh, I know that person is bad.
Angiyo ni ngacharach.
He deserves something really bad. And you keep looking. And you forget the whole world around. When that intense focus happens, it creates a blindness to the context. And without that context and social guards, you get more and more confident that you need to do something. Right? Sometimes you get angry at small things. But when we get angry, it's like it's the worst thing in the whole world. And we express that anger in so many mean ways. So first of all, we focus, so we're only looking at that anger. Then we get more confident. Blind to what's around us. Maybe
your
little girl, Daddy, don't hit Mommy! You don't even hear her. We had a missionary from our church, went short term, a doctor. To Indonesia. They have a custom. If the husband does not like the meal the wife prepared, he cuts off one of the wife's fingers. I don't see how that's going to help the meal. Her basic job was sewing fingers back on. Can you imagine that? We can justify any evil, any form of anger. And we think the other people deserve my anger. We think people are going to learn a lesson from us. So anger enables us to do things we otherwise would never do or say. It's a powerful emotion that causes great harm. Just some proverbs. Some advice about anger. Do not associate with a man given to anger. Proverbs 19:19. Jo ngeche apago chiko.
A man of great anger shall bear the penalty. For if you rescue him, you will only have to do it again.
Ngat majamini manyaka ikre owuon ni yudo kum ma mirimbe kelo. Nikech ka igole e chandruok makamano dichiel, to ng'e ni ibiro timo kamano pile.
A hot-tempered man stirs up strife. Proverbs 15:18. But the slow to anger pacifies contention.
Ngeche apar gabich kare apar kod aboro to wacho kama, ng'at ma iye wang' piyo ohero miero, to ng'at ma hore mos kelo kwe.
Now here's one you probably have memorized, Proverbs 15:1.
Ma yapane seketu bi, ngeche apar gabich kare achiel.
A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. So what we have to ask, is this anger right that we have? Or is it actually a dark place in our marriages and churches and society?
In
most cases, it's all dark. And we shouldn't be making excuses. There's an altar. We come up and repent. You see, anger says, I'm going to control this. That's misplaced confidence on you. I know how to handle this person.
That person.
What do you do when you get angry? Mean faces. Loud voices. Some people turn away, avoid. Some hit. But you do whatever is necessary to get people to what you want. If God interrupted your anger like he interrupted Cain's. Excuse me. Genesis 4. I see you're angry.
Genesis angweno okay aneno ka yoa.
Do you think you should be angry? If you're not careful, that anger is going to spring up like a tiger. Anger says, God, I'm not going to wait for you. Stand aside. I'm going to take care of this person. I know how to handle this person. So how do we learn to handle it with patience? You said patience? How can patience solve relationships? It does. I will trust God to help me to rightly motivate people.
Abilo geno kum nyasaye mondo konya kaka nyalo jiwo ji.
Do you like it when people get angry against you?
Beero ka ji giwang' kodi, ji digiri ma kodi?
No.
Beero ok nidwar mondo ji obed kodi mire ma kodi.
Do you have a good relationship with them afterwards?
Be in kod dak maber gi jogo mobedo kodi gi mire ma?
No. Mm-mm. But you said at least they do what they're supposed to.
But
well, they might fear you. But God takes us much further with fear. He says he replaces fear with love. I'm going to trust God to help me rightly motivate people. You see, God has made us reconcilers. What this means is you make peace
Mae nyiso ne iloso kwe e kindgi.
So I'm going to look to God for wisdom and kindness. To accomplish His will in this situation. So anger is not a quick reaction. It's not the tool we want to use. We choose to be patient. Now the world uses, talks about anger management. It doesn't work. Well, it keeps down some of the pain, the hurt. But it doesn't solve the inner problem. God's way is that in humility before Him, we're looking for patience to see how to do that. James
2:13.
Judgment will be merciless to him who shows no mercy. Now notice this last phrase here. Mercy triumphs over judgment.
Jacobo sulario kona parga de wachokama jangad bura ok nokech koda ma ok kech gidi ngat mokecho ji to onge gima luoro gima oluoro kuom jangad bura.
There's a couple of things we need to acknowledge here.
Nitie gik mang'eny monego wang'eka.
People are made in the image of God.
Ji ochwe e kido mar Nyasaye.
When you're shouting at a person, God takes it personally. When you strike a person, God takes it personally. God says, be slow to anger. Let's first pray. Let's first think this through. One of the things when my children disobey, and I find there's anger in me, I told them, go to the other room, wait for me. I first need to get rid of my anger. Then I'll have the wisdom to know how to properly discipline him. In such a way that I can preserve the relationship. I'll teach you more about that in the following seminar. Starting tomorrow. But here we are reconciling, we're making peace. And if you've never seen patience and kindness work, it's like taking a wet. Do you have noodles here?
Yeah, a wet noodle.
A wet noodle. It just drops down. A stiff noodle, dry noodle, long.
Sandan.
Oh, you get it?
Yeah.
So it's just like a wet noodle. It looks like patience and love can't do anything. It's powerless. But year after year, you have used anger to get what you've done, and results happen. You have accomplished maybe your purpose of getting people to do things you want. But you forgot about God's goals of bringing love into people. So let's think about this in terms of motivation. We're leaders. Even parents are leaders. We motivate our children to do the right thing. Okay. But it's just not that they obey some of our rules.
To samoro ok gilu yore mwaketo ni yo.
We want to have a good relationship with our children.
To wadwa bedo kod dak maber kod osiep gi nyithindwa.
A wife might be very upset with her husband.
Yeah, samoro mama yo wang kabisa gi jao.
Maybe she doesn't blow up. It's all hidden inside.
Samoro opande ifuku mar wach kanyo ma ok ogole.
But it's like you don't want to get near her.
Is that
what you want?
Mane gimi dwaro.
Men?
Chuo.
That's not the kind of wife you want.
Mane ok mama minde gida ni bedgo.
But I wonder if you have got angry to your wife.
To awora inya kabese bedo gimirima gi jaodi.
Whether you said some mean things.
Kabese wacho weche moko maricho.
When I married you, I married the wrong person.
Kana kendi katiegu mana yudie. Nanyo bako mo.
Oh, all right.
Atiegu mana yudie.
I hate you.
Ijoha kabisa.
Why I ever married you, I don't know.
Okangayo katagiu mana yudie.
And on and on and on and on it goes.
Magi weche mi wacha wacha enda loka da loke nisiki wacha ge wacha.
And your wife is shrinking.
Ujaru niyo. Odi pinyoko eh tomato manane
wilting
odi pinyoko ni maye
bitter
en gimirima
unloved
oko neno ere
uncherished
oko nene orite
and you come home
kai tibiru yala
and say wife what's wrong with you
tibiru benda ngoma chandi angomi kuya kuya ni
and God like Cain says husband
to nyasaye wache ne chuo.
What's wrong with you?
Did you hang my right Cody?
What do you expect your wife to be like? God make wives like a flower. It's gentle. It grows. Oh, it starts putting out blossoms.
Yeah.
Take care of it.
Oh,
the flowers open.
Oh, my foyer out.
Beautiful.
Soft.
Inviting. But shout. Yeah. Strike. Say those words.
Watch it.
No more flower. No more beauty. But still,
topodi.
How can patience get my wife to do what I want? We don't believe God's way can do it. Our anger proves we don't trust God's way. Do you ever try being kind? Do you ever try talking to your wife?
No,
I don't do that. Let me move it to the church scene.
Where are you like Anisa?
Do you have a problem with division in your church? Strife.
Be ungi pogro ke kanisa. Miero kanisa ngilal.
It says an angry person stirs up strife.
Wacha ngat manigirim ngat manigirim makelu miero.
Are you a man or woman of peace?
Be in the chuo kata mama ma makelu kwe.
Or do you use anger?
Kuseti yo kodejwa.
Sometimes we have discipled people how to be angry.
Samoro ngene wapunjo jikaka bedo kakono gubegi mirima.
We show them that we're bigger, higher position. Do what I want.
But the pastor was.
Did you see Jesus doing that? Did you? Where's your shoes? Take off your shoes.
Go watch him. Let's wash his feet. How is he getting his disciples to understand? But you and the others would leave that night. You would betray him, maybe.
You do what to me, dog.
When he needed them the most, you left.
Come on, why is he on my own? You
wash me. Does love work?
Or maybe we should ask, does Christianity work? Because if Jesus' way doesn't work, this is all a joke. The church is a joke. How about let's start dreaming how we can do it differently? We start talking kindly with people. Discipleship is when you personally meet with another person. You're there to use truth, encouragement, prayer, a smile, to see how they're going, how they're doing. Oh, you're struggling in this area. You don't say, what are you doing that for? That's foolish. Oh, how long have you been doing that? Did something start that? Oh, can you tell me a little more? You bring God's word in. You give him a hope. You don't have to be that way. Satan tempted you and you don't realize that. You're there working with him to build up a relationship, a trust relationship. That's the way it is. I work in a church as people that care for each other. We work as teams. We're helping each other. We believe we work better when we work together. Amen.
Amen.
Husband and wife work better when they work together, right? Oh, you still need more faith, I see. But I'll talk more later. Our focus here is anger. A kind word. Be gentle. Be humble. Be kind. Be patient. This is the way of Jesus. How are you going to get there? Same way. The same way. Right now, there's all that anger in you, maybe. Maybe many years. I used to be so angry with my parents. There was bitterness in me from the way they grew up. Even till today. My brother and sisters ask me to talk to my mom. My dad passed away now. They don't want to be near her. They start having problems every time they're near her. I know why. I used to be that way. There's bitterness in me. But one day, several days actually, God revealed my bitterness, my anger. And I started crying. I said, God, I shouldn't be bitter toward them. That doesn't make them right. But they need my love. Oh Lord, forgive me for my bitterness.
Oh, nyasaye wena kum mirimba.
Forgive me.
Wona.
And all that anger went away. Thanks to God's
mirima
grace. Still my sisters come and say, I don't know how you do it. I try to tell them about God, but they don't want to hear. But that's all it is. I mean, that's special. How about you? Can you, brothers and sisters, turn away from your anger? Do you remember anger was trusting in yourself? I can handle it. But look at the relationships that you have created. People don't want to talk to you. Is that culture or is that something you created? I see Jesus and the disciples talking back and forth. I see a different picture in the scriptures. Let me give you a prayer here. If it's true with you, just pray along, confess your own sins. Can we stand? We'll have time for questions later. This is a victory prayer for patience. What we're stating is this. By waiting on God, I will see Him bring greater solutions than my anger. And we want to get to the point where we say, I know God can work miracles in people's lives. Not through my anger, but through my love. Let's pray. O Lord, our God, our Father, you say vengeance is yours. This is not our thing to do. We do not have the privilege to take anger out on a person. You have given us a command. A great command. To love one another. As Christ has loved us. We haven't done that. Please forgive us. We have ruined our wives, our spouses. Our children don't want to talk to us. The people of congregation are just so there. Instead of producing love and relationship, we have hatred. We have bitterness. Because even at times we have gone beyond what we should have done. We said words that were never true. But they poisoned people. We have assaulted them, like assaulting you. They're made in your image. Forgive me for not treating them rightly.
Lord, Ruth, Wena, whom you know,
forgive me through the cross. I want to start anew, God. I have so much to learn. I don't know how love really works in this situation. I don't really know how to be gentle and kind like Jesus. Would you teach me? I see my wife. I've seen so much harm. I brought her. Forgive me. I don't know how I can start loving her. I know it's your command. But how do I get there? Lead me step by step. I want to be a man, Lord, that is known for loving my wife like you
commanded.
I want to be known not for my anger, but for my love and kindness and gentleness. I want to be a wife, not known for hardness, but for gentleness. Lord, you've given us a new way. We want the full gospel of Jesus Christ in our lives. In our hearts, in our families, in our churches, in our nation. And help our churches. Help all our people to forgive one another. Oh, that would make a revival. And if we could get more churches all across our country here in Kenya, we can make a big difference. People would learn there's another way. A better way. A supreme way of treating people. We thank you for Jesus' example. We are followers of Jesus. Help us to faithfully follow. In Jesus' name. Amen. Becoming an Overcomer by Paul Bucknell. Session 8. Overcome Anger with Patience.
Kaka wanyalo loyo gombo.
Releasing control to the Lord enables one to stand beyond the reach of anger and its hatred.
Watemo wilo mondo kar paro ni wachando kendo siku ka wan gi gombo to wamedo bedo gi teko mar romo e giwa mawango.